The Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones. I wanna tell you how it's gonna be. 50 years.
Decades.
Don't stop. Baby, don't stop.
The Rolling Stones celebrate 50.
If you currently reside on Earth, you know the Rolling Stones. For 50 years, they have shocked, repulsed, delighted, and inspired us with their antics on and off stage. They also recorded music that has found its way into our DNA. In 1962, the band played their first gig ever at a tiny club in London. In 2012, they're bigger and better than ever. Their 50th anniversary year brings us a brand new Greatest Hits album and 5 special live shows, 2 in London, 2 in Newark, New Jersey, and 1 in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. For the next hour, we'll celebrate the world's greatest rock and roll band with their music from across the decades. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Charlie Watts, and Ronnie Wood will serve as your tour guide, and you'll hear the band speak exclusively about their brand new material featured on the new Best Of Grr. Keith Richards on how it all began.
I mean, this is London, 1962 and stuff. And, as big as London is, there's only a select pool of musicians that would actually consider going that way. You know, I mean, a lot of the times by playing clubs and pubs and not ballrooms, by the jazzers who are holding all of them, basically, you know, traditional jazzers, you know, they're still pushing the stomp. which is like great in its place, but they had the whole market. So our main trick was to try and get in for the interval, you know. Well, the main band is like getting pissed and like hitting the chicks. We get up there for 10 or 15 minutes and just plug away. But it's amazing how you can turn the interval into the whole show. And that's kind of what we did. I mean, you know, that's when we got the Marquee Club. I mean, from our small world, London is at our feet. You know, I mean, you go down to the Richmond Station Hotel and watch like 1,000 people who can't get in. And you go, something's happening here, you know what I mean? Although I don't think any of us thought they were ready to handle it, you know. At that time, end of 62, the Beatles came out, which like, really threw us. So we didn't know anybody could play guitar north of Watford at the time, and that's how insular we kind of were, you know. And this band came out of Liverpool. And at the same time, they're writing their own material. This gave us a quantum leap to us to think about, you know. I mean, we were here and faithfully playing our Muddy Waters and blues and Darren Wells too, I've got to say, for a bunch of kids. But the idea of leaping beyond that into popular music, or in other words, turning what you were playing into popular music and getting a wider audience hadn't occurred to us. I just see some of those record executives driving by the station hotel and seeing all of that and say, what's the fuss about? So that a buzz started to happen.
Everything was wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Later from a job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run it to the record. Come on, since me and my baby parted. Come on, I can't get started. Come on, I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run it to the record. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I live with thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, it sounds like thunder. Some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you. Come on, always thinking about you. Come on, phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Everything is wrong since I last saw you, baby. I really wanna see you out. Don't mean maybe I'm doing everything trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey. You belong to me. Come on, I wanna see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. Come on, I gotta see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I've gotta make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. And come on, come on, come on, come on.
The first ever single from the Rolling Stones and the first track on the new compilation album, Grr, their take on Chuck Berry's Come On. They may have started as a blues band, but it wasn't long before the Stones became teen idols, with girls screaming at them in concert. Mick Jagger.
When we first started, we were a blues band playing to like college students on a lazy Tuesday. And that what we represented to the college students was something kind of new and fun. And then we played to sort of art school crowd. And we were like a college band. And we played blues, we played a bit of rhythm and blues, rock and roll a little bit, mostly blues. That's what we were. But then when we became more popular, we left that behind and we became something completely different. And then we became a teeny bop band. So we were like teen idols for teeny bop people for a long time. And then we became a college band again. So we've been lots of things. Now, I know that's not like an image answer. You're different things to different people.
Charlie Watts.
I call it the Beatle period, when people used to scream at you. I used to hate that. Nothing worse for me than I used to hide in baker's shops and girls running down the road to drive me mad. But there's nothing like walking on a stage and the whole place is full of screaming girls, leaping up and down. I mean, just to be out there trying to play.
Keith Richards.
Your audience is basically 13, 14, 15-year-old chicks, you know. I mean, well, I'm a blues man, you know. The difference between your concept of what you're doing and your actual audience is that the gulf is amazing. Thank God they were louder than we were. And the shows would last maybe 10, 15 minutes. You never actually got up there and actually played. You dodging missiles, and then they were dragging bodies and fainting, and chicks were jumping out of balconies. And it was kind of a spectacle, so you kind of wondered, who was the audience? I felt more like, I'm going to watch these chicks jump along and go sweaty and screaming their knickers off. But it's that bizarre, you know. And that's why, what do you do for a living? Well, I get up on this sort of race platform and there's all these teenage chicks come along and wet their knickers and go bananas. And you get paid for this. Yeah, pretty well. Yeah.
I can get no satisfaction. I can get no satisfaction.
Because I tried. I can't get no.
Song that broke the Stones wide open in America, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. You can find that one on their new hits compilation, Grr. As the 1960s began to blossom and mind expand, so did the Rolling Stones. It wasn't long before word spread about the band's incredible live reputation, playing before rabid fans in Europe and America. Mick Jagger fondly remembers one particular show in Paris.
The Olympia would be fun because that's where one of our first gigs outside of England, and certainly our first gig in France, where we played, Petula Clark played in the evening and we played in the afternoon. It's just a wonderful feel. It was actually a different show though, is that different people was what I mean, different audience. They take all the seats out of the stalls, so to speak, and so you can have a kind of boppy crowd in the front, which is better, I think.
Keith Richards.
Garage in a bar, in a small theatre, a club, that to us is like dangling sweeties, it's just like candy time, you know, yes, you know, give me my little Fender amp, and forget all of the distractions of high-tech stage stuff and computers and it's always a challenge and always interesting things as an eyeball to eyeball with the audience and just see how you feel about it now. See if you can do it twice. I guess playing those places is where we test ourselves, you know, and say, you know, if we can't rock a club, baby, then I'll toss it in and take up golf or something. You know?
Oh,
from Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, recorded at New York's Madison Square Garden in November of 1969, a scintillating example of the Stones on stage. Street Fighting Man.
Chances are taken and risks are taken, and I think that's quite good.
That's next, when the Stones Celebrate 50 returns.